Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another edition of the TJ Slideways podcast here on TJSlideways.com. And, of course, the regular show coming back in March, but until then, we'll keep you abreast on various news items and things through the podcast. And some news broke today as one of the hot topics locally here in the state of Michigan has been the rule changes with the sprints on dirt for the 2016 season, an open engine rule, open weight rule, with narrower tires for this season. And it's been a lightning rod conversation, and some drivers have been a little noncommittal about whether they're going to do it or not. Some are gung-ho about it, one of which made their intentions clear to run for the series this season, and he'll be doing so commuting from the Fremont, Ohio area. Brian Smith joins us on the line. Brian, you announced today on Twitter that you're going to be running a variety of different races, but a lot of your schedule is going to center around the Sprints on Dirt Tour.
Yeah, we've been running for points weekly at Fremont for the last 5 years, and this side deal came up. Some different things were working out with our schedule at Fremont that I wasn't going to end up running for points there. I was going to miss a race or two anyway. So I looked into the side deal, which I planned on running a couple races with anyway, and things just lined up. I think we got just one little snag that we're going to try and work out later, but right now I'm going to try and commit to do the whole season.
And that's pretty impressive, because most of those races are probably a minimum, probably the closest one's a couple hours away, and most of them are close to 4 or 5 hours away. And what about this new rule package made this attractive to you to run?
Honestly, when they first started talking about it, you know, there's always rules out there that they're trying to tweak and change, and they always say they're going to save racers money and all that kind of thing, and it always costs us more money. This just seemed like something that was drastic. It wasn't just a little one-inch wicker bill bigger or a little bit bigger tire or something like that. They were going pretty drastic, so that piqued my interest. And then, you know, they were going from a 360 deal to a 410 deal, which would give me an opportunity to race with them anyway because I have a 410. So it just seemed like something interesting that I wanted to look into.
And, you know, with what about going on the road piques your interest? I mean, you have two really good tracks, a really nice situation close to home, but is there something to you that's attractive about going back on the road?
Well, I only did the road deal one time back in 98. And, you know, basically I've been a Fremont local since then. You know, we've run some Attica stuff too. And it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't get any better than those two places. The Fast Series that they have set up down there is top-notch. You know, Fremont's one of the top 5 410 tracks in the country. So, you know, it is kind of hard to leave that setup. But like I said, we've been running there for points for at least the last 5 years. And I just want to get out and do something different. You know, I think we figured it out. It's I put on about 100 miles of travel last year, and we're going to do like 4,100 miles of travel this year, so it's slightly bigger. But they got 5 2-day weekends scheduled right now, so we'll drive to one track. We got another hour or two to go to a different track the second day. You know, I got a tent. We'll turn it into a little family vacation, a couple of those. So it should be fun. It's just something different that I wanted to try.
How many of the venues have you actually been to, looking at the schedule? I know you've been to Merritt, 996, and Butler, but how many of the other ones have you actually been to so far?
I think you named them. We ran Merritt, once last year. I ran Crystal once last year. And obviously, I've been to Butler with the 410, but I've never been to Hartford, never been to Thunderbird, or you know, those places. So we'll just have to see what it's like. It'll be fun to go to new tracks.
And one of the things that's been kind of interesting, the drivers that have been looking at this series, whether they're going to use the wheels they have right now or get different wheels, do you plan on trying to start out with your existing inventory and see how it works, or how are you going to work with that?
Well, I'm as low budget as I get. I actually wrecked two wheels at the end of the year last year, so I've got two right rears and two left rears, and we're going to go after it with that and do the best that we can. It's not something that I can, you know, dump $400 into another wheel to try it. From what I understand, they tested it on the current wheels, and that's what they recommend. So that's what we're going to get after and try.
What do you think that narrower tire is going to do to the race car? Do you think it really is going to unhook the car, or are there going to be things you can do to maybe get it back close to where it was with the wider tire?
Well, honestly, I hope I can get it back to where it was with the wider tire, and then the other guys can't. But all I know is what they've said they've tested and how it's turned out. I talked with Dane up there, and he said during some of the testing that it had good side bite, but it didn't have any forward drive. And I think that was one of their plans with this tire, was to do that so that it took the motor out of it, so that they could, you know, open the motors up, and then it would be, you know, back to getting that forward drive in the race car. We'll just have to see.
And you know, you and your brother have some pretty famous fishing adventures as well when you're not racing. Are we going to see Fishing Wednesday morph itself into any of the racing trips throughout the year?
Well, I can tell you that my brother Todd does a great job videoing and taking pictures of all of our stuff. You can go to the Brian Smith Fan Club page on Facebook and see all of our races. You know, he films the heats and the features and behind-the-scenes stuff and all that. So we'll definitely have as much video as we can and try and get it up there. Unfortunately, he's having hip surgery here in the next couple weeks, so he's going to be pretty slow at the beginning of the season. But I'm sure he'll do the best we can, and we'll definitely have video out there to watch.
That'll be interesting, and best wishes to Todd out there on his recovery. With this, you know, coming up, you're going to do this, and it's been a while probably since you've been able to run for a Rookie of the Year award. Have you gotten clarification? Are you eligible for SOD Rookie of the Year?
I went through the rules like any good racer would, and I, you know, I started asking John questions about, you know, if I could do this, if I could do that, and it's only, you know, it's not that many pages of rules, which is pretty neat. But I saw that as I was going down through it, and it said that you just can't run more of, you couldn't have run more than six races with SOD, and that was the only qualification. Well, as far as I know, I ran two last year and one back in 2004 at Fremont that I won, actually. And they're the only three that I've ran. So that was eligible. So I got a hold of him through email and asked him if I was actually eligible to run for Rookie of the Year. And he said, according to the rule, you are. So, you know, Danny Wood won the Rookie of the Year with the Outlaws in 2000. He was 42 years old. And Dick Trickle won the Rookie of the Year with the Winston Cup when he was 48 years old. So maybe I can follow along that line.
And Brian Smith joining us on the Engine Pro Hotline here from the studios just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan, talking about his upcoming effort with the Sprints on Dirt for 2016. But it's not just a SOD schedule. You're going to sprinkle in a little bit of everything else along with it, from what I understand.
Well, my home track is still Fremont. It's 1 mile from my house. I'm planning on running 14 or 15 races there. You know, and depending on rainouts and that kind of stuff, I might be able to squeeze in, you know, a couple dates. And then I'm going to run the Boss non-wing race, a couple of them over there. So basically that's the home. You know, once you get racing, you get some rainouts and things line up. You know, I might get over to Attica a time or two. We might make a trip to Southern Ohio. You just never know. You got to get going in the season first to see what's happening.
You've done a lot of different things in your racing career. What's left on the bucket list for Brian Smith before you park the 2+ in the garage permanently? What is something you still want to knock off the list and maybe a place you want to go to race at before your career's over?
You know, honestly, I've done more than I've ever wanted. It's been a fantastic career for me. I'm only 42. You know, I got 10 more years before I'm old like Dale Blaney, so I don't... You know, I got plenty of time to do stuff, but I'd like to get out and run the Knoxville Nationals once. I'd like to go out there with a motor that I haven't been running since 1998, you know, something a little more powerful. I haven't won a 410, strictly 410 race at Fremont Speedway yet. I want to run with Chabrung race, which is, you know, technically a 410 race, but I haven't won a straight-up 410 race there. So, I mean, maybe those couple things, but other than that, I am perfectly content with everything I've done, and I just try to enjoy every minute I can while I'm doing it.
What still makes it fun? you know, obviously you said you're not really that old. Technically, you're still in your prime if you're going on the Steve Kinzer scale of things and whatnot. You're still in your prime. So, you know, what still makes this fun for you?
The people. You know, it comes down to the people. I've got good people helping me, good people that come down and hang out. We're generally one of the last people to leave the racetrack. I try and get as many kids in the race car as I can, and try and talk to as many people as I can. You know, I spend quite a bit of time up in the grandstands just hanging out and talking to people, and that's really what it's all about. It's changed here a little bit. The last 5 years, I've had Grace Community Church on the wing as a main sponsor, and so it's turned into a ministry for me too, you know, a ministry to the church to try and lead, you know, people to Jesus and that sort of thing. So it's that just keeps me going. You know, I can't do it on my own. Clearly, God wanted me to be a race car driver, so he's, you know, keeping me out there.
So it's not kind of like a Michigan tour. It's almost like a revival, taking the 10 up here and spreading the word. So neat little deal for Brian Smith coming up in 2016. And, Brian, really looking forward to having you over here. And it's going to be interesting to see how this new rule package plays out. I'm kind of curious to go to the first few races, see how it's going to be on track and stuff. And I think you're going to be a good addition to the series.
Well, I hope so. You know, I've raced with some of them guys up there. They've been down here, too. You know, Greg Dahlman and Joe Guyton and them guys, I've raced with them some, so it's going to be good to hang out with some different people. You know, it's fantastic to go to Fremont every week and see the same people, but it'll be good to get out and, you know, kind of build on that friend base there. You know, the rules package thing is nobody really knows how it's going to go. It's kind of up in the air right now, which it's another draw for me just to get up there and try and be the first one to figure it out, you know. Nobody knows if it's going to work. They've done some testing. They've done some research, and so I've got a plan to the way they wanted it to go, and hopefully we can be part of their success, and it works out.
Well, Brian, best of luck this upcoming season. Who knows? Maybe you'll appear pretty soon on the post-race podcast after going to Victory Lane.
Well, let's hope so.
All right, Brian Smith joining us on the line. You'll be able to see him on the Sprints on Dirt Tour in 2016 and at Fremont Speedway. Thank you and good night.